This is Twit.
iOS 14 is in public beta, which means a vastly larger number of people are using it, including me. I had avoided the developer beta, but I thought, oh, everybody seems to, you know, you and Andy and Alex and everybody seem to be, Lori seemed to be getting along fine with the developer beta. And the public beta has been pretty good, except for a few cases like Pokemon Go. My bank, USAA, when I first launched the app, said, you're using a jailbroken iPhone and wouldn't run. Then today it said, you're using a jailbroken iPhone. Do you still want to go ahead riskily? And now it's just going, okay, I give up.
And the Facebook SDK went down again, and everyone got so angry at iOS 14 beta until it was pointed out that the Facebook SDK was... Please stop using that. Please stop using that.
But I have to say, I really, there's, you know, there's pros and cons. I really, overall, I like the widgets. I would say the only complaint I have is that unlike Android widgets, they're not live. So I can have music playing, and I will, you know, I see that I'm playing Dad Rock Essentials on my iPhone, but the widget doesn't show that it's playing, nor does it have a pause or skip.
It's live to tape. So, like, they come from the complications on watchOS, and that's where power efficiency was most important. And these are all SwiftUI widgets, so they've kept that power efficiency. So, basically, the app writes a stack of images on a timeline
it's
and sends them to the widget. And the widget, displays that picture. And if a new one comes up, they can interrupt the stack, or they can inject into the stack. Or if the Siri suggested one thinks that, like, the calendar is more important because you have something coming up, or the reminder is more important, or your music's changed, it can force the stack to update. But they, they're trying to do it. They brought it all over from the watch. And I think it's sort of like when they redid iWork with the iOS engine and then had to re-add all the features, that they started with a blank canvas and there's no interactivity to speak of yet.
You know, Android like widgets have that. I guess if you're saying, well, but you're going to get better battery life. Okay, although I note that a number of people are complaining about the battery life in the public beta.
It's got a bunch of debug code. But the worst thing is, like, you can't have pCalc. You can't have any of the to-do widgets. You can't have, like, anything that required button interactions inside the widget itself. And to make matters worse, to, like, give James Thompson a paper cut and pour lemon juice on it, the very beginning of the session says, widgets are not mini apps. I just immediately texted him and said, do you feel attacked?
Because his are, quite famously.
That's too bad, because the more useful they make these widgets, the more adoption they're going to get. And so if they just become, hey, look, here's a way to put a picture on your home screen, then it's going to be, okay, that's nice. But then there are a lot of features that people will use for the first week or two and then realize that they're not using and then just simply fall out of the habit. But something like, here is when your Uber is coming. Well, okay, that's going to be inapplicable for at least the next year. But that's the sort of stuff I'm talking about. These things that are interactive, just here is one actionable button to say, let me get a quick calculation, or better yet, let me swipe right on my home screen to get at my scheduler and my to-do without having to dip into another app with the full interface. It's useful stuff.
And the example I gave was the most obvious: play, pause music. My God. I mean, that's, come on.
Well, and Andy's point about, you know, we're not going to have that for another year. You know, Apple's cycle means that what widgets are today, the iterative design, if anything changes, is going to be very minor. Adding true functionality to them wouldn't be until iOS 15 now at best. And that may cause a lot of people to just sort of write off widgets and lose some of that momentum there, which isn't good.
Any other? By the way, the clock icon is live. I don't know why you couldn't make a clock.
Well, they did the second hand for a while. I did a show with Matthew Casanelli, this morning. And what I love about Matthew, he came from the workflow team that became the Siri Shortcuts team. And what he's done that I thought was brilliant is he put all the widgets on his phone, and then behind them, he stacked all the Siri Shortcuts for that widget. So you go to calendar, you slide up on it, and you have all your Siri Shortcuts for calendar.
You
go to reminders, swipe up, and you have all your Siri Shortcuts for it. And he did that from every main app instead of shortcuts that he has, all of that in widget space now, which I thought was just brilliant.
So you can create on any widget spot a widget stack by putting multiple widgets in the same place. So you put the front-facing widget, the image widget, but you could put a shortcut as you swipe up that says pause, play, and all the other things.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. That's actually a great workaround.
And he's changing his watch face based on shortcuts now, based on time and location. So it's like after 6 o'clock, his watch face just automatically changes.
That's a feature I don't know about because I still am not brave enough to put the new watch OS on my watch. Given I did. You're, no brave going back.
You're brave enough to put it on your daily driver iPhone, but your watch, yes, which is a fairly,
that's because you can't restore your watch. I can restore this. If this is a nightmare, I could plug it in and go back, but I can't do that to the watch.
I guess that's true.
Right?
No, you, I totally just get another watch. I'm the same way.
Just get another watch.
A few months.
I'm totally the same way.
Just get another watch.
Day and night watch.
I do want to know if I've washed my hands enough. I have to say, I really need that. And I want to be able to dance and get credit.
That keeps going on while I'm doing dishes. Like I'm doing dishes and it's like 17 more seconds. I'm like, the plate is done. No,
that's
17
annoying.
More seconds.
That's annoying. I don't know. Andy, do you have a phone that you can try iOS 14 on, or are you doing it on the iPad?
Yeah, I have a I have it on the iPhone. I don't have the beta on the iPad, but I have been playing with widgets. I have been trying to a lot of the new stuff and shortcuts I really like. So I've been trying to dig into that. I'm pretty happy. What I'm most happy with is just that for some reason it just seems a little bit tighter. It seems a little bit cleaner. It feels like they've taken a lot of the stuff that has been lingering since the days of smaller screens, lower resolution screens, and they've said, "Okay, well, look, everybody has 8K, 8K of 16-bit screens, whatever, right now. So let's make sure we don't necessarily have to make notifications quite as we don't have to make sheets as intrusive as they are right now. So I'm liking it so far. I am seriously considering getting an iPhone SE and making it my daily driver for the rest of the year. It's a really nice step forward.
iPadOS is a little bit less, 14 is a little bit less exciting, unless you really like handwriting.
They pushed the cursor stuff up to the iPad Pro release because I think that it would have been worse to have that iPad Pro release without the cursor support, like even less impactful.
Yeah.
But it took away from some of the WWDC stuff because I think if we'd gotten cursor and pencil and the iOS 14 stuff, we would have thought it was a pretty good update.
Right. Widgets do not behave the same on the iPad. They are still trapped in the today view.
Yeah.
Which is weird because you have so much space on an iPad that arguably that'd be a better place to put
them. The conditions were different. So like you can make the icons two different sizes, one that's bigger and closer together and one that has more density. And they also change position as you rotate. And there were like a number of factors that just meant it would take a little more time to do it. Okay. And they're all sheltered in place at the moment. So it was just, it didn't fit into getting it ready for WWDC.
So they're not against the idea. It's just that they had too many things to do and they couldn't do that one.
We love it when people are so excited about our features, they want them everywhere.
Yeah, that's a good line. Yeah, that's a good line.